Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike McFarlane. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Russ Moorman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Terry Shumpert. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The DH, Chris James. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Deion James. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting 8th. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. And now, play ball. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Webster hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0. Indians. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. James hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. James moves to second. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. James hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Appier's glove, towards Shumpert, who fields it, throws to second, with Stillwell covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hernandez is hit by the pitch. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert catches it and throws to first to double up Hernandez. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Russ Moorman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Moorman hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 1, Indians, 1. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Shumpert hits a line drive into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Furman strikes out. One out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Webster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Webster hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Deion James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a fly ball into left field. Moorman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appiah fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jacoby moves to third. Hernandez moves to second. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moorman hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shumpert is 0 for 1 in the game. Shumpert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Shumpert is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Webster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Webster strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Jackson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Brown moves to second. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stillwell strikes out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. James moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hernandez bunts towards the mound. Appiah fields it and throws to third for the out. Jacoby moves to second. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball towards center. Jackson catches it and throws to third to double up Jacoby. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 0 for 2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moorman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moorman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Eisenreich moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Bob Boone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shumpert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shumpert hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Furman is 0 for 2 in the game. Furman hits a fly ball into left field. Moorman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Webster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive towards short. Furman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stillwell is hit by the pitch. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Stillwell moves to second. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Jeltz now playing right field. Jim Eisenreich now playing left field. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. James is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. James strikes out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. two outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats James for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 0-for-3 in the game. McFarland hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black juggles the ball. That's an error on Black. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Eisenreich. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Furman applying the tag. Two outs. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jeltz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Stan Jefferson pinch runs for Keith Hernandez. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar strikes out. There goes Jefferson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Carlos Berga pinch hits for Felix Furman. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Shumpert. Jefferson scores. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 2, Indians, 2. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Webster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Carlos Berga now playing shortstop. Stan Jefferson now playing left field. Deion James now playing first base. Cecilio Guante now pitching. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shumpert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shumpert strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Palacios now catching. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. James is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 4 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Stillwell moves to second. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stillwell scores. Brett moves to third. It's 3-2, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Steve Olin now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 4 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler pinch hits for Steve Jeltz. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brett scores. McFarlane moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. Ray Palacios is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Palacios hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler now playing right field. Mark Davis now pitching. Deion James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. James is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.